What are you doing with the opportunities that God has given you?
Welcome to the podcast. Here's your host, Craig T. Owens.
I believe God has a purpose and a plan for each and every one of our lives. He knows where to place us, when to place us there, and how to give us the experiences and the skills and even the creativity that we need to meet the demands of that moment. There's just one thing that's left remaining. Let me give you a couple of examples. The first one comes from 1 Kings chapter 18. Elijah has been used by God to deliver a message. King Ahab and Queen Jezebel are leading the people of Israel farther and farther away from God. And so in an attempt to get their attention, to get them to turn back to God, Elijah comes before them and makes an announcement. He says, "I'm going to pray and God's going to shut up the heavens so that no rain falls on the land." God wants you to experience what it's like when you are not trusting Him. And the hope is that the people of Israel were going to repent. They were going to turn away from their idols and turn back to God. Well, during this time of drought, you can imagine how scarce the resources were. Well, Queen Jezebel, far from repenting and turning back to God, actually doubled down on her evil activities, and she began to kill those prophets who are still loyal to Jehovah God. And so listen to what's recorded for us in 1 Kings chapter 18. It says, "Obadiah was a devout believer in the Lord. While Jezebel was killing off the Lord's prophets, Obadiah had taken 100 prophets and hidden them in 2 caves, 50 in each, and it supplied them with food and water." Now, who was Obadiah? Well, God placed him in the court of Ahab and Jezebel as an advisor, as an official in that court, which means he had access to resources. So what did Obadiah have? He had a position and he had resources, but he had to act. He had to act courageously. In Obadiah's case, he literally put his life on the line, because if Jezebel found out that he was doing this, Obadiah's life would have been worth nothing either. Let me take you to another example. In the book of Esther, we meet a young lady named Esther, who was a Jewish girl that had been carried away in the exile, and she now has been given a position as queen. She is right there next to King Xerxes. There is a wicked man that named Haman, who wants to kill the Jewish people. He doesn't realize that his queen is a Jewish woman, and when he concocts this plan, Queen Esther goes in before the king. What does she have? She has position, she has an opportunity, but she has to, again, literally put her life on the line to go in before the king and ask for favor that her people would be delivered. So what about you? What about me? We need to ask those questions as well. Where has God placed us? What has He given us? And what are we supposed to do? What's the one thing that is left? Our courage to act. God's given us the place and the resources. Now we need to act. Now, it might not be for you and I as dramatic as putting our very lives on the line, but what about reputation? Some of us are unwilling to sacrifice that. What about some comfort? What about a position of prestige or something like that, that we know we need to speak up? And if we do speak up, we might lose the favor of somebody. We might lose a job. We might lose some standing in a peer group where we are. But are we willing to do that? When we come to these opportunities and we realize God has placed me here and He's given me the resources and He's given me an opportunity, like Obadiah, like Esther, will we be bold enough to act, to speak out, regardless of what it might cost us? That's a tough question to ask and an even tougher question to answer. But I pray that all of us, when we come to that moment, can act courageously and in complete trust of our God who's placed us there.
Contact Craig and keep up with his blog posts, books, and other videos at craigtowens.com.